it feels like we're tourists, just bringing our musical instruments along for the ride. So we get to see all kinds of places all across Canada, all across the continent even, and even sometimes out of country into other places. So I think that's one of the most fun times we get.
Yeah, I think seeing new places, meeting new people, and we definitely love discovering food, local food places. That's one of our favorite things, and we're big breakfast people, so we're always excited when we get a good local place to discover.
100%, and you've obviously been in Alberta before for shows, right?
Oh, yes. You guys have the best bacon.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, what's your favorite spot to go to when you're in the Edmonton area?
Oh, we had discovered that amazing sushi place last time we were in Edmonton near Sherwood Park. And it was life-changing. It was so, so good. That was my favorite, I would say.
I can't think of the name. We're very bad with names, but we definitely know the food when we taste it.
there's a place just a little south of St. Albert, down Grote Road, called Tokyo Noodle Shop on White Avenue. Very, very good sushi and ramen. I go there. My bank account would like me to stop going there, but I go there too often.
Well, it's funny because I was just having this conversation with a fellow musician from down in the States, and his go-to seems to be sushi as well. But it's ours too. So like every time we go somewhere, it's always pho Vietnamese, or Thai, or sushi. Those are the three main steaks that we end up having for supper stuff.
It's pretty funny. Edmonton, even more so than Calgary, it's weird how there's like different food ecosystems, if you will. But Edmonton has like a million donair places. And it's because a lot of people from the East Coast moved to Edmonton in the oil boom and actually started opening up all these donair shops, which is an interesting little tidbit about the city. So if you're not in the mood for sushi.
We've been told that several times, yeah.
Yeah, if you're not in the mood for sushi, donairs are a great option in Edmonton. For people that might be unfamiliar with what you guys do musically, what can people expect on the show coming up in St. Albert?
So we are a husband and wife duo. We met on a television show in 2014. We were both solo musicians at the time. And so we decided to create our band, Twin Flames, and kind of start a life together. So our music really is quite different and unique. We like to think so anyway. We like to incorporate Western instruments as well as Indigenous instruments. We sing in three languages, so English, French, and Inuktitut. And we just kind of love to think of our shows as a kitchen party. You know, we like having everyone come in and have a sense of community, and it doesn't matter what culture people are coming from. We just love everyone in one space being human beings together and sharing a human experience, because we really believe that's what music is. It's this amazing tool to unite people and bring people together and just have a good time.
I think because as well we tour with our sound man, you know, he brings in the ethereal aspect of what we do musically, instrument wise, and our voices, where, you know, it's just the two of us, but it ends up sounding like there's multiple other musicians that are on stage with us. So it's often something that we truly appreciate. And it's just about, like my wife says, the storytelling and the familial experience.
And the harmonies. We can't skip the harmonies.
And is it important, obviously, if you do include it in your music, it is important, but I guess touch on why it's important to make sure that you're still using your native language.
Yeah, I think, we obviously make sure that we emphasize on keeping the language strong. You know, no matter where you come from, it is something that everyone should try and thrive to do, is to keep the language alive, because, you know, we've been into plenty of places where the last language speaker has passed away, so does the dialect die. And it's unfortunate that does happen. But we also want to show pride in the language as well. But there is obviously a lot of explanation as to what the song is about, so that they can feel it and they could hear it And, you know, it all also depends on the crowd, right? So if the majority of the crowd is obviously not responsive, then obviously English is going to be the major set. But again, when we start singing in French, that's if we're singing to a French crowd. So it's an exchange of having a conversation in multiple languages.
Yeah, I think I always feel extremely honored and privileged that I get to sing in Inuktitut, in my husband's language, and just knowing that it's one of the oldest languages in the world and that it still is alive and thriving, and that the youth are trying so hard to reclaim it, and that a lot of them are using music as a tool to do that. I'm just always very honored to play any small role in that.
And Alberta is a hotspot depending on, I think, especially in the Western Arctic, the Inuit from Nunavut, they happen to have Edmonton as their hub when they do vacation or have hospital visits. Same with the Northwest Territories. So, you know, there's already a handful of people that have messaged saying that they're so excited that we're coming by. And I think the fact that they have lived here for multiple years as well, having to hear the language in a southern setting, to them, it's an experience that they always look forward to.
And if people would like to get more details on your social media and figure out where you're going to be hitting cities next, where can they find you on those platforms?
So the best place to find us is on our website. It's www.twinflamesmusic.com. At the top of the page, there's a link to all of our social networks. So we're on Instagram, TikTok, Spotify, iTunes, all of those things. We also have a really cool YouTube channel. If people are interested in seeing what parts of the Arctic look like, we have music videos that were filmed up in communities where Yai is from, in Nunavik. We just invite people to check that out. We have bands in town as well that lists where we're going to be playing, and we hope people will take the time to come out and discover it.
Simply Google Twin Flames Music if you have missed what the website was. Twin Flames Music, it's going to take you to the top, and we're right up there. So click on that, and it'll take you to exactly that.